Hi, thank you for holding, Eric. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm just wondering what y'all are trying to sell me and how much it is.
Yeah, no, I got it. It's pretty much marketing for your business. Are you looking to get on more work?
Okay. And are you marketing to my website or are you marketing to my, I guess it would be my website.
Not necessarily, no. So we do search engine optimization. So we specifically are in the area. Well, I mean, we offer different programs that Google does, but let me kind of first ask you, are you currently doing anything now for marketing? What do you have going on? How do you get new clients?
I got Facebook ads up right now.
Okay. And how are those working for you?
They usually work pretty good. You got to run them for a little bit sometimes, though. And now it's just a slow time anyway because everybody's kind of setting in for Christmas. But I got a couple of people already. I've been running ads for a couple of days now. So, but I ran it in the past. I've advertised a lot in the past through Facebook, and it's worked out really well for me. That said, I'm not opposed to any, you know, advertising through Google either. Or I'm guessing that's who y'all are.
We're partnered with Google. Yeah, Google doesn't really call. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yes. But so let me kind of ask you, because we also do, we have packages that have Facebook ads. Would you be interested in, a company taking over Facebook ads for you, or are you completely satisfied with the way that you're doing them?
Well, it all depends, and on the pricing. It all depends on, you know, does it, you know, generate me, you know, I mean, because my ads do tend to generate me business. I use the automated ads, of course, you know, but I mean, they do tend to, you know, do what I intend, but it would be nice to advertise elsewhere other than Facebook. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. So pretty much what we would do is do a first page placement on Google for your business. So, you're going to get about 15.
What does that mean?
I'm about to explain it. So you're going to get about 15 keywords.
Right.
Yeah. No, you're okay. I get it. But, so you get about 15 keywords. Those are going to be services that you offer, jobs you want to be found for. You would basically tell me what type of jobs you want to be found for. I have my onboarding team. They research your area. They find out what keywords are searched the most based off of those jobs. Then you guys pick those. And what it means pretty much is anybody in your area that searches one of those keywords, like looking for, you know, a bathroom remodeler, kitchen remodeler, that's all they have to look for. Your business pops up on the first page of Google where the local map section is. So that Google business profile that you have, I don't know if you've ever kind of searched something on Google and that map pops up and the businesses in the area pop up.
Yeah.
That's where we would be putting you. So we do that for Google. We do that for Bing. And we do also, I'll give you the pricing on both of them because we do have that holiday special pricing. We also do typically run Facebook ads for the business.
Yeah, everybody keeps telling me that they're going to give me some pricing, but I haven't seen or heard any pricing yet.
Well, it's not even anything like that at all. I just wanted to make sure I understood exactly what you're kind of looking for before I gave you pricing on something that you may or may not want. But if you go forward with actual Facebook ads, the package, you're looking at $249 a month. And that's with the holiday special. And if you decide not to go forward with Facebook ads, it would be $199 a month.
Now, does that include the cost of running Facebook ads? Because I'm already paying $250 a month for Facebook ads.
The $249 does include
your
Facebook ads.
Through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It includes it, yes.
All right. So how would that work? Do I get to generate a page or something that is do I gotta make a page dedicated to that, or do y'all take over my page? What's up with that?
Yeah, so pretty much how it would work, we would get admin, you would give us authorization over your page, and we would basically run ads. So you have a few different options about running your ads. We have click-to-call campaigns, which I'll send you over what that you know, kind of looks like. It's the more generic one. That works, you know, it works just fine as well, but, I just sent it over to you through text message. You have that option, but you can also, for example, if you want ads that show pictures of your work videos, those are all things we can completely customize as well. Or if you want to do a click for them to fill out a form so you can contact them, that's all things that we would take care of when it comes to your campaign. But pretty much, you know, it's really up to you how you want it to look.
All right. Okay. Y'all have caught me at kind of a bad time. So about that pricing then, what were you saying?
So if you want to do Facebook.
You're saying it was $250. Yeah, okay. So
yeah, and without Facebook,
$199. $199 without Facebook. So $250 mm-hmm. with Facebook. And so
it's worth it, in my opinion. But.
Yeah, well, you're trying to sell it, of course.
Well, adding Facebook is what I mean. I typically don't like selling without Facebook because you see best results with them combined, but yes.
Okay. All right. That's something to think about. Can I call you back?
Yeah, I mean, I can. Let me give you my office line and my direct extension. Now I know that we are calling out in the area to fill the spot, so I can put it on pause for you depending on if it's something that you really see yourself doing, if it's something you're interested in.
So yeah, I mean, I am, it's just I'm concerned about giving y'all control of my page.
Oh, you know? Okay. So when we say control, we're not going to be doing posts for you. You're going to have still full control of your page, even if you don't want to go with our company anymore. You would, you know, it's your page. It's not ours. The only reason why we get admin control is so we can run the ads for you. Now, if you have, you know, concerns about that, you can make another page. And we can still run ads through that page, and we can make it in a way where it's completely click to call.
So y'all are auto-generating ads then? Is that what's going on? Or not auto-generating, but y'all are generating ads for me. Y'all would be generating ads for me, basically.
Yes, and the ads that we run, we only run them in front of people who have been looking for your services across the web. So, for example, if someone's searching on Google for one of those keywords that you pick, and this person later goes on Facebook, that's when the ad pops up. And we do target income levels, age groups, as well as locations, which you probably already doing that part right now, but that's how we run the ads.
Okay. All right. Well, and so I would give y'all the admin permissions on my page, and then y'all would basically, what, a month's worth of service or something like that?
Yes, so we would do it would be a month-to-month service. So, yeah, we would basically. I mean, you also give us admin control over the Google Business Profile because we're also going to be doing SEO on that. So you're looking at for Facebook ads to be up and running, it's about 7 to 14 days, for your first page placement, it's about 30 to 45 days. You do have a Google Business Profile, so it should be quicker than that, but we do like to underpromise and overdeliver.
Right. Yeah, man, I think I'm probably just going to stick with what I got going on right now. It's a nice idea. I'm just nervous about it, man.
Why? I'm curious. Why are you nervous? What makes you nervous?
Oh, just, you know, well, first, I mean, what, it's going to be like 14 days before y'all even get anything done, right, is what you're saying?
7 to 14 days, 7 days. I mean, it's first of all, we give you this timeline because we don't want to promise you something that we can't do right away. Sometimes it takes time. You do have certain things already taken care of, so I won't imagine it taking that long. But, I mean, realistically, when it comes to SEO, you're looking at, so we're partnered with Google, so we're able to do it in about 30 to 45 days on Google's side at least. Other companies that are not partnered with Google, or if you try to do your SEO on your own, you're looking at about 3 to 6 months, and sometimes it can take up to a year if it even gets done. So I understand, yes, there's a waiting process, but I mean, you kind of got to start somewhere. If you do research when it comes to SEO, it's not something that works like a flip of a switch. It does take time. There's a lot that goes into it in the background.
I just don't understand what the SEO does. Like, what is SEO?
Yes, so that's search engine optimization. So pretty much what it is all of your information that is on the internet needs to be completely accurate across all boards. And the reason why you need to do that is because if there's any type of, like, in one website it says it like this, or in another website it says it like this, or whatever the case is, Google views that as a discrepancy. So Google says, okay, you're not as legit as the companies that have all across their web, the same information. So they put the companies that they think are more legit based off of what's in the internet of their information higher and higher and higher. The ones that don't have any type of search engine optimization connected to it, they start going lower and lower, especially if they have information across the web that's not accurate. It could be something as so simple as in one area you have street and in another area you have ST, or those type of things. So that's basically what we would do for your business, and that's why we need to do the SEO, because we need to make sure everything's accurate everywhere on the internet, and also of course adding
stuff. So I'm basically what y'all want is $250 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I can cancel at any time, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And but guaranteed I'm going to be like locked in for at least 1 month.
When you say guarantee, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, if I pay y'all, I'm sure y'all going to want $250 right off the bat, right?
Oh, yeah, when we start everything, of course, we take payment.
Yeah, and so that buys me a month's worth of service?
Correct, yes.
Then,
so you...
Of this search engine optimization ads thing, I'm guessing y'all are going to be doing advertising for me, right?
Correct, yeah.
Do I need to build ads or anything like that? Because I don't have a bunch of time to build a bunch of ads and that kind of thing.
No, so we do everything for you. Unless you want it to look a specific way, then you need to provide that to us. But we take care of everything for you. But we do ask, especially in the beginning, because you do have an onboarding call that goes into details about your business, make sure we have everything correct and the way that you want it to look. We do need your communication because you're the one who knows your business. Pretty much how you want things to set up and all of that. But we take care of, all the back end stuff for you.
All right. Well, hold on a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess, all right, so I'll do a month. Right, and we'll just go from there. Now, this onboarding call thing that you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to do that right now?
No. So what I do is I just get the basics of your information, and we get payment, and I set up the call at a time that works best for you.
Okay. How long is the call usually?
It's about 45 minutes to an hour long. They call within an hour window, so it's really up to you what your schedule looks like.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. Yeah. I just recently turned on my Facebook ad, so I got an ad campaign going on Facebook right now. So.
Okay.
It makes sense if I'm going to do advertising that I go ahead and jump on this. They all seem to have pretty decent reviews.
Yeah.
But I've never known anybody to use you guys. Now here's another reason why I'm hung up, right? I tried Angie's Leads, right? Or Angie's Ads, or whatever the heck. All right.
Yeah.
And they locked me into a freaking payment plan for like $300 a month for like a year. I just got out of that shit.
They
so
do
that's
that.
Why I'm like hem haw is because like they try to contract me and stuff. And that's the other question is there's no stinking contracts on any of this, right?
No, so you're gonna, so okay. I'm gonna do, before I charge your card, I'm gonna do a voice verification that specifically tells you you can cancel at any time. And then as soon as we take your payment while we're on the phone, I'm gonna email you and text you the terms and conditions that specifically state you can cancel at any time. The only thing, we just ask that you call us 3 days before your next billing. And that's so we can stop payment. That's all.
Yeah, sure.
And you
got
receive it.
It
in writing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Angie's perfect. Is horrible. I don't know if you know, but they just got sued by the Federal Trade Commission. That's how bad it
is. Really?
Yeah, you can look it up online.
Yeah.
They have to pay like $7 million or something like that.
That's fucking bullshit, dude. No, that pissed me off. And then they had me locked in on this thing, dude. And then they were going to, you know, I just got my credit fixed and everything, so I can't have them attacking my credit. So now I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Oh, it was,
Yeah, problem. I'm sorry. It's tough. But yeah, let me get your information. Eric, the spelling of your first name, I have it down here as E-R-I-C. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your last name?
F-O-N-T-E-N-O-T.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. F-O-N-T-E-N-O-T.
Nope. F-O-N-T-E-N-O-T.
Okay, yeah, I did get that. I'm just going to repeat it letter by letter to make sure I got it correct. Yep. F as in Frank, O as in Orange, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, O as in Orange, T as in Tom.
Yep.
Okay, and what is your email address?
Email address, I guess the one we're going to be using is integrityhomeservices.remodel@gmail.com.
Okay. integrityhomeservices.remodel@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 4940, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yeah, this is the one. I have another business phone, but for right now, we'll do this one.
Okay, not a problem. And then for company name, I have Integrity Home Services and Remodel LLC.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what is your address?
My mailing address? Or do you want my physical address? Because I don't really operate at my physical address. Like, I don't have an office location. It's my house. So I don't really want to advertise my home location, but.
You have the Google Business Profile already, so that's one step out. So we don't really, I guess what I need more is going to be the billing address.
Billing address is P.O. Box 670941, Chugiak, Alaska. That's C-H-U-G-I-A-K, Chugiak, 99561.
501, right?
567-99567.
99567, okay. That's an interesting name. City name.
Yeah, it's Alaska.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's cold over there right now.
It's about 20 something degrees. It's not too bad.
Yeah. Not too bad. I'm in California, so I'm used to sun.
I came from sun. I grew up in Texas, Houston.
I have a cousin who lives over there, so you're used to it. What made you go to Alaska?
Army.
Okay, that makes sense.
Did some time in the military up in Fairbanks, Alaska, which is even further north than where I'm at now. So.
Well, thank you for your service, by the way.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes, yes. It's a tough time, that's for sure. Now,
that's all right. You can get through it, you know. Now
that's
I'm
life,
in the
middle right?
of trying to get my daughter's car back up and going. She's down in Texas right now visiting her grandparents. And so I ran up to Fairbanks, which is about a 300-mile drive, and got her car, brought it down to my place, and I'm getting it fixed, and it is becoming a project. So, she's gonna fly up here. She doesn't know it's gonna be here. She's gonna fly up here. You know, after she gets done visiting her grandparents, she's gonna come visit me for 2 weeks, and her car's gonna be here. So it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be a whole little surprise for her. So
I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to college and everything else, and her vehicle just kind of took a shit on her just the other day, and so I was just like, you know what? All right. You're going on a trip. Oh, you wanted to get you something for Christmas anyway.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's what parents are for, right? That's how my parents are, too. Okay. Now, the onboarding team does the research in the area of what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
I'm looking for home remodeling or... I really don't want to do like small time home repair. And
okay.
I have kind of found myself falling into that a little bit. I'm not really trying to do that. I'm trying to do larger builds and, you know, like home remodels, that kind of thing. Basically jobs that are like, you know, $10,000 plus.
Okay. So obviously, you know, bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, home remodeling, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would want to be specific about them finding you for?
Decks.
Okay.
Deck construction. A home addition.
Okay.
Like home addition construction.
Like,
so if you want to put a
room
addition
too, right?
Yes, exactly. Like you want to extend your house and add on an extra room or something like that. You know? That's what I do.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of? And you can always change these too. So I'm just asking for now at least.
Flooring.
Okay.
Drywall repair.
Okay.
I mean, I can keep going.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you whatever you tell me, I mean, that's when they start doing the research and then you can decide what you want to pick. So you can tell me as many as you want.
Yeah, man, I think you can go beyond that, but don't do a lot of plumbing and electrical, you know, as per se, just because I'm not licensed for that, but out in the valley I do, so it's a little bit kind of weird on that. In the valley, I don't mind doing it at all because it doesn't matter, but in Anchorage, I have to worry about licensing when it comes to that kind of stuff, so.
Okay.
So there's that.
I thought there was loose.
Sorry, I am trying on a cover right now. Yeah. So, let's see, drywall, and what else do we say? Flooring. We got flooring.
I'm going to repeat. So we got home remodeling, bathroom, kitchen remodeling. You want larger jobs, not the small ones. Decks, home addition. I put room addition, flooring, drywall repair.
Yeah, and tile.
And tile. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, that onboarding call, what does your availability look like tomorrow or Friday if need be, or even Tuesday because it's Christmas?
Oh, right. Is it that quickly? Yeah, let's just go ahead and try it for tomorrow.
Okay. The time that you have right now is 2:33, right?
Well, let me double check. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you want to do morning or afternoon tomorrow?
We can do morning.
Okay. So when you say morning, do you want to do early morning or late morning?
I should probably do early morning, even though I'm going to hate myself for it.
I mean, I have an 8, between 8 to 9, or I can even do 9 to 10. To you.
Maybe 9 to 10.
Okay. 9 to 10. I'm going to email you over a Google invite. So if you need to reschedule anything, you can always do that by emailing me or calling me as well. I'm going to send you over my office line. I did already. I sent you my office line and my direct extension. So I'm still going to be point of contact for you, so you can always reach out to me if any changes need to be done.
Okay.
And
what's your name?
My name is Laura. That's Laura. It should be – just please check to make sure that I sent you the text message.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, perfect.
I'm actually putting your name in right now, Laura. Should I have your last name?
Yeah, that's fine. It's Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's included as well, if you'd like, it's not any extra charge as a website. Would you like one to be made?
For y'all, that y'all wouldn't charge me extra and y'all would make
no.
the website for me?
Uh-huh. It's included in the service.
That would be silly, I guess, to say no.
Okay, not a problem. Now, the websites are secure. So if you want your clients to make payments for your services on your website, you can. Would you like to add that feature? It's included also. There's not extra cost.
No.
Okay. All right. Now, for specific target areas, that's going to be, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What areas would you want to get work in or find work?
Preferred out in Wasilla, and Big Lake areas.
Okay.
Those are closest to me. My home address is actually out in Big Lake, so it's nice to have stuff nearby. But
okay.
I do range out as far as Anchorage and Trapper Creek, which is, I think 55 miles either way.
Okay. So just to make sure. So I got down Wasilla, Anchorage, and did you say it was Big Lake, Alaska?
Yep.
Okay.
Big Lake.
And then you...
Big Lake is actually where I'm located.
Okay. Yeah, I found it. Big Lake. And you said one more. What was the other city?
It was Palmer.
Palmer?
Palmer's another one.
Okay,
and,
I found it.
And there's Trevor Creek. Yeah.
You said Trevor Creek?
Trapper? As in... Yep.
Okay, I found it. All right, perfect.
Cutting the fish out there.
Wait, what happened?
I said it the last year. Everything's hunting and fishing. No.
Not a problem. Is there any other cities, or is it just those?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And again, you can always change these or add if need be. So that's not an issue on our end. And for your Google business profile, for your hours of operation, it's showing Monday through Friday from, well, actually, sorry, every day, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Is that still okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Okay. And the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the business name, or both?
It's got my name on it.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
I don't think so.
Okay. And the billing is that P.O. box number that you told me earlier, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
4147-3420-7271-2328.
Okay, and the expiration
is 0627.
Okay, and the security code
098.
Okay. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can answer whatever you want, just as long as you remember the answer. So you can pick through three different questions, either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
All right. And what name is that?
Batman.
Oh, that's funny. How old were you?
I was a teenager.
Okay. I think that's something my son would pick if I would let him. But my son, he's 9 years old, but he loves Batman. So.
Yeah. Okay. He was a black dog, and he had really big ears, and so I was like, he looks like Batman! I was a kid.
That is kind of cute, though. Ay-yay. Okay, so I'm going to do the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It does outline the service agreement, and then this is sent to you right after through email and through text. So if you have any questions about anything that I'm going over, please stop me so I can explain it to you. But first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
Integrity Home Services and Remodel LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Eric Fontenot. I am the owner.
Are you authorized to enter?
I guess.
All right. I mean, whatever one is fine. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. This is why every time that we call, we do ask the security question, and we do call from the 877 number. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'll explain that.
It's a little confusing. Basically, you can't have two SEO companies doing the same thing, which is search engine optimization, because you start working against each other. So we basically, if you do start working with another SEO company, we ask that you call us and let us know, pretty much.
Easy enough.
Okay. Now, for your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each 20th of every month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're going to receive everything through text and email now, and we're almost pretty much done as well. So let me...
Good, because I'm going to need to start making some noise here soon.
Yeah, we're about done. I just want to go over the terms and conditions with you as well to make sure that we have those taken care of. And then I'll just process everything as soon as we're off the phone. So let me just make sure it's being sent to you.
So this front page thing you're talking about on Google, what's that pertaining to? How long did that last for?
You mean how, what do you mean how long?
Well, yeah, if it, you know, I mean, I'm not the only guy that's up there, right? Or what is it even?
Oh, yeah. So we're actually going to be maintaining your first page placement every month. So you are going to get higher and higher based off of every month that you're with us. And we are also going to provide you with a review tracker. So it's going to be a URL for you to give to your clients. All they have to do is click on it, and they can leave you a review. And that's going to help get you up higher and higher on the list as well. So it's...
Yeah, I can't get anybody to leave reviews. That sucks.
I mean, a good way to offer it too is like, hey, if you leave me a review, I'll give you a 5% discount. I mean, I don't know. Something, but,
yeah.
That's an option. But, yeah, we're just maintaining your first page placement there. I did send you over a text message right now with a link, which is going to be the terms and conditions, if you can open that up for me. And that's basically letting you know what we're going to do, which is going to be that Google Business Profile optimization, directory submission. They'll go over that on your onboarding call if you want your name submitted, like on Yelp and all of that. Your website, also the Facebook ads that we're going to do. It goes over what we charged you, what we will charge you moving forward, which is just that $249. It goes over, you can pause your service at any time if you get really busy. Just call us 3 days before your billing is due. We don't charge you. Same thing for cancellation, 3 days before your next billing is due. You can cancel any time. The only thing I need you to do
problem that I have is that I get super busy, and then I can't handle it all because it's just, you know, me. So
then that's good. You can always pause your service. It's good to have that option. So you can do that.
Yeah.
Just, again, call us, communicate, and whenever you want to set it back up, we don't charge any type of fees or anything. You're all good on that end. And the only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes, type your name the way that it looks with the capital letters, and then just confirm, it's going to take you into your dashboard. And I'm sending you another video as well whenever you have a chance. It's going to be a YouTube video that explains to you how to use your dashboard. You'll get your credentials for your dashboard in about 3 to 5 days. Other than that, we're pretty much done. I'm going to send you that Google invite.
So it took me to a login page?
Mm-hmm.
It took me to a login page?
That's going to be your dashboard. So your dashboard is what's going to be the brains of everything. We are going to get your username and password, so you should be receiving that in about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Now, we're pretty much already done. I have you down as a call tomorrow between 9 to 10 your time. Anything else comes up before that, please feel free to give me a call. Again, I'm still point of contact, so give me a call if you have any questions, comments, or any type of concerns. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Eric. You have a lovely day. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yep. Bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.